right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Survivor's ready. Go.
And before we go any further, I would like to just put it out there that in the immunity challenge where they had to roll the three balls down the snake labyrinth kind of thing, I did indeed notice the bulges.
Finally. I mean, yay. You know, that's your first bulge that you've noticed, like the entire Survivor.
It truly was. Hey, look at my big dick coming out of my underwear.
I mean, Survivor had to wave that thing in front of your face for you to notice it. I mean, they just had to wave the dick right under your nose.
It was right under my nose.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big dick is right under my nose.
Yes, well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one. Well, not that fat one. It's the other fat one, your fat one for the day. It's Tennessee Fatty, also known as Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And this is episode 2841 of the BFO for Thursday, the 20th of December, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Oh, it's an even bigger train wreck than usual.
Morning, party.
The Crema version of that happy music. Poodle, remind me, who wrote that for Big Fatty?
Alex Lefevre.
Oh, we love the Alex Lefevre. And where does he live, Poodle?
New York City.
Yes, and we love New York City just almost as much as we love Alex Lefevre. But thank you for Poodle for sticking around and helping me with today's little show. Don't know how I'm going to get through it by myself. Big Fatty is away visiting the Hat Arena for a little while, and he asks some folks to step in for him and fill in the gaps, and somehow I volunteered. Don't know why, I'm not a podcaster, but you might have heard me before. There's a little show that Adam Burns and Fatty do together called Survivors Ready, and from time to time they have on guest analysts for Survivor, and I've stepped in along with some others to help do that, and so I just thought I'd give this a whirl, and today we're going to be taking a little walk down memory lane, and I'll let you know just how I first became aware of Big Fatty and why it is that I still stick around and listen to his little show today. Really hoping that some of you guys started tapping your toes when that music came on and you recognized it from somewhere, even if it's from some dim recesses of your memory, because that song is meaningful to me from back in the day when I first started listening to podcasts. I think I first got my very first iPod. Remember iPods? Anybody remember iPods? I think I got my first iPod probably sometime around 2002. I looked up when the different models came out, and I think my first one was a second generation model, and so got my iPod. Revolutionary at the time. You know, it was big as a pack of cards or pack of cigarettes or something, and you know, relatively heavy by today's standards, but just this amazing device where you could carry around all this music. And pretty quickly I started looking for other things to put on there, and so I remember finding audible.com, which was actually around at the time, and listening to audiobooks. And you could actually purchase, not get for free, but you could purchase NPR shows. So I started actually paying for things like This American Life and Fresh Air with Terry Gross, believe it or not. And, you know, don't judge me. But I started listening to all these things, paying for them. And then within the next year or two, I first heard this term podcast. Somebody was doing a radio interview with Adam Curry, I think, and he was talking about podcasts. And it piqued my interest. And so pretty quickly, I found some tech-related podcasts to listen to occupy my time, and before too long, found some gay podcasts. That first generation, the term queer cast was thrown around a little bit just to talk about the community of gay-related podcasters and podcast fans, and I remember one of the very first ones I found was Wanda Wisdom. If you remember Lucky Bitch Radio from back in the day, I loved Wanda. Was the first podcasting drag queen out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I only found out recently that Wanda Wisdom's theme song was written by anyone? Anyone? Her theme song was written by our very own Pride 48's John Ong, who also had a podcast back in the day from very early on, even though it took me a while to discover John Ong's. But one of the other ones that I discovered pretty quickly was the one that has this song you're listening to as the theme song. It was done by some guys out of South Carolina, and it was called the Little Fatty Cast, the LFC. And Larry Vader was the one who was kind of heading it up. And when I first started listening to it, it was Larry Vader and Larry Clyde doing the podcast. But Larry Clyde kind of moved on and started doing his own thing, and Larry Vader brought in this guy named Big Fatty, who was one of his co-workers at the coal mine he worked at. And, you know, Little Fatty, the Big Fatty and Larry Vader made this great podcasting duo back in the day because they were sort of, you know, a good team. They worked off each other well, you know, different personalities, but they did some really cool stuff together. And they would, you know, they would just, you know, have these little segments, and you could call in. I can remember calling in and leaving voice letters back in the day, and it was just a very exciting thing. And if you weren't around for the dawn of podcasting, you might not realize just how cool a thing it was. And I'm talking like it's 100 years ago. It really was only, you know, 15 years ago or so, but it was a cool thing that they were putting into play. So a point came when Vader decided that he needed to dedicate some time to some other parts of his life, and so he stopped the Little Fatty Cast, and Big Fatty made the announcement he was going to start his own little show. Now, I will admit, I'm embarrassed by this at the time, at the moment now, but at the time back then, I thought to myself, there is no way that Big Fatty is going to be able to do a podcast by himself. But sure enough, once he did, and once he started finding his own voice as a solo podcaster, it was amazing. And he introduced me to other podcasters that I had never heard before. And he kind of became the center of a little community of its own that has kind of evolved into the Pride 48 community. And I was lucky that this year, that kind of culminated for me with my attendance for the very first time at a Pride 48 live event in New Orleans this summer. I had never met Big Fatty before in person. I'd never met most podcasters in the community before. And so I got to meet Fatty, I got to meet John Ong, got to meet a lot of folks for the first time. And it was just this neat thing. It's grown beyond any individual show or any individual topic that anybody talks about. It is this community that supports each other, and it's just a neat thing to be able to get together from time to time. So I just wanted to take a few minutes and express my appreciation for Big Fatty in particular. I know he keeps talking about ending the little show after episode 3000, and if that does end up happening, I will be sad about it, but at the same time, very grateful for everything that he has offered to me over the past few years as I've gotten to just be a part of the thing that he has helped to create. So from the bottom of my heart, Big Fatty, thank you very much. I really really have no reason at all to be playing this music now, except I want to see if I can make Larry Vader vomit in his mouth a little bit. Sorry, Vader. This was my very favorite segment music from the LFC days that Big Fatty stole. I mean, appropriated. I mean, rolled over to the Big Fatty Online. And this was the Skull music, if you haven't heard it before. The Skull, if I understand correctly, was the receptionist one time at the coal mine where Vader still works and Fatty used to work. And people hated her. Vader at least hated her. I don't know about Fatty so much. But anyway, I just play this so that if you have a skull of your own to deal with in your workplace, here's your music. Meh.
And now, a collection of filler from one previous episode of the BFO.
Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Little show. and y'all, you know, what is it? My mother's nuts?
Yes.
This has been a collection of filler from a single previous episode of the BFO.
Y'all, in preparing those of us who have volunteered to do fill-in shows for the Fat One, he has told us that he thinks about these as Big Fatty Appreciation Days. And I've taken that to heart. I haven't often enough told him just how much I appreciate Fatty and the reasons why I'm really glad that he's part of my life, even in sort of a virtual podcasting way. So I want to take a few moments and list all of the reasons why I'm grateful to have Big Fatty in my life. I'm grateful that Big Fatty has taught me about exotic cultural phenomena like special chairs, horror hotels, and puppet shows. It's like listening to a demented, kinky anthropologist at work. I'm grateful that Big Fatty makes me feel less guilty when I also neglect to send crema cards to dear friends like Gar. I'm grateful to Big Fatty for making me less afraid to grow older. He makes being elderly and senile seem so pleasant. I'm grateful that Big Fatty makes sharding yourself something to celebrate, not something to be afraid of. I'm grateful that Big Fatty gives me something to look forward to in my old age, like senior discounts at the Vons East, and being the weird old guy in the neighborhood who parents warn their kids to stay away from while taking nipple walks. I'm grateful that no matter how unsexy I feel on any given day, I can always think to myself, well, I bet Fatty's getting some tonight. And I realize there's hope for everyone. I'm grateful that Big Fatty considers his big balls to be a public resource and shares them with anyone who wants to weigh them with their hand, even though I hope to God I never see them in person myself. Thank you, Big Fatty. I am truly grateful. So, y'all, I thought a lot about what I wanted to do to end the little show today. And frankly, I got nothing. I got nothing. But what I decided to do, since we are getting very, very close to the Crimma celebration for 2018, I decided to do something in the Crimma spirit and express just an appreciation, a love, a devotion for some of Big Fatty's favorite things in the world, and just something that might help him recall some of the wonderful things that he has experienced this year. And so I thought I would sing a little song for you in the Christmas style, and I hope you enjoy it. And Big Fatty, I hope it brings a little happy tear to your eye.
Big nuts hanging through the special chair. Some guy sitting on his face. Horror friends spanking his derriere. And some leather just in case. Everyone will race to Fatty's when his grinder's on, just to be his mystery date. In Fat Acres, every dusk until dawn, they'll make the fat one salivate. They'll know that Fatty's on his way. He's loaded lots of lube and poppers on his sleigh. And every little twink of tender heart will run screaming, and the fat one gives a shart. And so he's offering his ho-ho-ho, ending every rendezvous. As he waves after his puppet show, Merry Crimma to you. So he's offering his ho-ho-ho, ending every rendezvous. Fatty waves after his puppet show, Merry Crimma to
Oh, my goodness, y'all. I don't know what possessed me to share that with y'all. Now you know why I don't do karaoke in public, but somehow I thought it was appropriate to share it with y'all. Please don't take it out on Big Fatty. Don't unsubscribe. He didn't know I was going to sing to you. I promise it will be the one and only time you will ever have to endure that kind of nonsense, at least from me. Once again, many, many thanks to Big Fatty for letting me sit in the host chair for this episode of The Little Show. I am Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard Adam Burns, the Faye Driver, and Big Fatty himself on the Survivors Ready podcast. Big Fatty, tell me, what was your very favorite part of meeting me at Pride 48 in New Orleans this year?
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big Dick is right under my nose.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think you're daydreaming again.
Big
Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.